ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the former head of PNG's University of Natural Resources and the Environment has hit back at the suggestion that he fabricated claims about threats to have him arrested. The then Vice Chancellor, John Warren, alleges the threats were made when the Chancellor of the University, Kenneth Sumbuk, confronted him in his office. That conversation was openly recorded by Professor Warren, and he's handed the extracts to Pacific Beat. Here is Richard Hewitt with the story.
The atmosphere was very different 2 years ago when Professor John Warren received a ceremonial welcome to Rabaul and set out to restore confidence in PNG's leading agricultural university.
Your Prime Minister was very welcoming, but he didn't give me a pot of gold.
Wind the clock forward 2 years and the relationship between Professor Warren and Kenneth Sumbuk apparently began to sour after the Chancellor appointed a female friend as registrar over his Vice-Chancellor's head. Professor Warren challenged the Chancellor about what he called his unwarranted interference in the running of the university. Shortly after that, Professor Sumbuk flew to Rabaul to confront Professor Warren, accusing him of spreading rumours that he, the Chancellor, wanted the Vice-Chancellorship and control of UNRE. During the recorded conversation that followed, Professor Warren says he was threatened several times, despite persistently denying that the rumours had come from him.
The only thing that I have said about that is that I actually would be very happy if you were to be the next Vice-Chancellor.
The
place could do a lot worse, and that's the only comment I've made about
it. Look at me, John.
But it appears Professor Sumbuk was not about to change his mind and was ready to take matters further, a lot further.
Let me tell you, there are staff members who have actually heard it a number of times, and I will be testified. And I was actually going to get a police order for defamation.
Professor Warren says he was shocked.
I knew that he was figuratively holding a gun to my head. The message that I got was, not necessarily I'm going to take you to the police over this particular case, but I can take you to the police over any trivial matter.
The PNG government's Higher Education Secretary, Father Jan Schuber, hasn't heard the taped conversation, but he puts a different interpretation on remarks attributed to Professor Sumbuk.
Yeah, I don't know if you can call this threat, maybe warning. We have to define what you understand by threat or warning.
First thing I did was get on the phone to the lawyers and to the British High Commission and speak to friends about the situation. And the advice that everybody gave me, you don't take any risk.
And for Professor Warren, that meant leaving the country fast. As far as any formal investigation is concerned, Pacific Beat has been told two different stories. In the most recent version, Father Schuber says such an investigation would not be conducted by him.
I send an independent person. I have a report here.
So you've not been there yourself since this matter blew up?
No, I was in Rabaul, but I am not going to investigate the issues. I just went to Rabaul to make sure that students in the classroom and everything is at peace.
But in an earlier interview with Pacific Beat 2 weeks ago, Father Schuber said that he had carried out his own inquiries and found no substance to Professor Warren's claims.
I didn't expect men of such a caliber to invent such a story, because I personally make inquiry to this accusation. The council was very cooperative, the chancellor was very cooperative.
But John Warren's argument is that if his claims don't hold water, why did the chancellor travel to Rabaul in the first place?
It does seem a little bizarre why you would fly into East New Britain solely to tell me that he's not going to take me to court over this issue, but he clearly could do. So what was the purpose of that meeting if it wasn't to threaten me?
Father Schuber insists he was unaware the encounter between Professor Warren and the Chancellor had been recorded until now, but he says he's not about to go looking for it, even though a copy has been passed to a member of the University Council.
If John wants to resolve anything, he has to write a letter, sign it and send the evidence. Then I can act. Right now I have nothing. I learned just from you about the tape. Can you imagine why he didn't send it if he wants to resolve it?
So the ball is back in John Warren's court, but in the meantime, he says the new regime at UNRE is unpicking the systems he put in place, while staff who supported him are being demoted, a claim Father Schuber says is untrue. True or not, and despite the stress and fear he says he endured during his last few weeks in PNG, Professor Warren is not bitter about the experience.
I don't regret going and working at UNRE. I've made some wonderful friends there, and I will remain in contact with them and help them and support them at a distance for the rest of my days, I would say.
And in the meantime, UNRE is on the lookout for its next Vice-Chancellor.